welcome into another edition of Let's Get Local here on Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. You can also catch us on the Civic Media app or on TuneIn. Before we get to our first guest, again, we got to thank our sponsors for the program. First off, Darcy and the team at Solidarity Realty for sponsoring the studios in Madison, Wisconsin. Solidarity Realty, there is an alternative. We thank Darcy and the team. And again, that real estate market, if you need a good partner, Darcy and her team are great partners if you're looking to buy a house or sell a house at this point. It's a very challenging market, as we've talked about here in recent weeks with others. Also, sponsors for this program, Forward Thai Boxing, Abby, Brendan, and the team over there at Forward Thai Boxing. You can learn Krav Maga or Muay Thai, if you'd like, by participating at their gym right on Rimrock Road. The Progress Center for Black Women, we thank Sabrina, Jasmine, and the team at the Progress Center for being sponsors of the show, too, and we look forward to having them on again for an upcoming episode here in June. And our friends at Easy Office Products, Gary and Rose Moles, EasyOP.com. Again, they'll bring office products to your home, to your business. No matter what size business you operate or nonprofit, you can work with Easy Office Products, and they make it easy. The website is EZOP.com. So it's Huma, our friend with White Jasmine, now coming back to the show. We've talked with Huma before, and just kind of catching up here, Huma, it's you're excited for the summer because you take a little time off, but still you have things that people can participate in, sign up for. Let's tell them about White Jasmine and, again, give them an overview of what your business is.
Hi, everyone. So I'm Huma Siddiqui Seitz, owner of White Jasmine, which is very dear to my heart. It's my business, and I love to create new recipes, teach new classes. It's a lot of fun. And our products, of course. So we have a line of Gouda cheeses. You know, we live in Wisconsin, so have to do something about that. It's the dairy land. And then also I have a line of spices where I actually put together from somewhere from 5 to 14 different spices, so that you can, you know, anybody can just take a couple of teaspoons and put that in their food, because food has to be flavorful, easy, and beautiful. So those are some of the requirements of some good food. And easy is definitely very, very important, because we really, not every day we have time to spend 2 hours cooking in the kitchen. So quick recipes, but delicious.
We appreciate that. A lot of us appreciate the guidance when trying to make something, especially something new. And I think people are looking for that, Huma, a lot with their food. It just kind of how to add some flavor, but do it in a way that's going to turn out well. I mean, I've added flavor before and it didn't go so well as the end result. So we appreciate that assistance and guidance. I know. So with White Jasmine, we got a couple of things here. So you have products that you sell and people can purchase those from your website. And we'll talk a little bit more about those here in a little bit. But you do have your cooking classes, which you mentioned, and you already have some set up here for the fall. And people can sign up now. So tell them about those cooking classes.
So I like to do a lot of cooking classes in the local area, local libraries. We partner with them. And it's free for attendees, so which is great. You know, anybody can come. You just have to register with the library and come and enjoy an evening of some good food, some easy recipes to take home, and also get to try the food. So I'm setting up classes from August through November this year, and that's usually a pretty busy time. We take summer off because everybody's busy. This is Wisconsin. Summers are hardly there, like 3 or 4 months you can enjoy them. So we try to make the most of it like everybody else. But during fall, then it's, you know, like warm dishes, soups, stews, that kind of stuff, but very, very easy and simple. Come to the class, enjoy it. And so the schedule will be on our website.
That website is whitejasmine.com, whitejasmine.com. We're talking with Huma, the owner over at White Jasmine. Named by local member and great local business. And Huma, one thing I like too that you've been able to do is connect with other local businesses in your area to feature your products. And you were just telling me about something you did here recently, and you're looking forward to doing more, but a place in Wanakee that you connected with.
Yes, we love this M&M Coffee House in Wanakee, and we hang out there all the time. And I thought, well, let's see if they would be interested in offering one of our cheeses in a grilled cheese sandwich. And they did. And all month of April, they did this as a special. our grilled cheese sandwich. And this grilled cheese sandwich is not just a grilled cheese sandwich. This is award-winning grilled cheese where we won a couple of trophies at the grilled cheese championship in Wisconsin. So, you know, where else could you have a grilled cheese championship but Wisconsin? So I'm very proud of that. And I have a couple of trophies to show off. And that's the recipe that they tried, and it went really well. So I'm going to try and do that more often with other businesses. I think it was a lot of fun. We sent a lot of people, all of my friends went there to order the grilled cheese sandwich, and they loved it. So that was good.
So this begs a follow-up question, Huma, because I didn't know that there was a grilled cheese championships here in Wisconsin. Where does this take place? How does one get involved in this and test their grilled cheese to the judges?
Sure. It's in Dodgeville, usually in April. Okay. This year, we were a little too busy and we didn't get a chance to participate. But if you go to their website, you can check it out, and it happens every year. So next year, hopefully we will participate again. And there are lots of participants. They choose their judges. It's a bunch of fun. Even if you don't win, it's just fun. You know, get to try different cheeses, and, you know, why not?
It's interesting, you know, as you look at what you've been able to do with some cheeses. I know a lot of people just, you know, kind of have a couple of cheeses that they try or use or kind of go-tos, and not as many people probably have the experience with a variety of cheeses. But you have really given people a lot of options, right? There are a number of different cheeses that you kind of helped kind of tweak and mold into areas where people can try a whole bunch of different flavors, and there's many to choose from.
Oh, absolutely. And I don't think anybody else makes tandoori gouda but us. So I'm pretty proud of it. It has a lot of like 13 different spice levels in there. So you can see, when you taste it, that here's the thing. I think that food has to be impactful. So when you taste something, there should be a little explosion in your mouth. And that's a good thing, because then you know that you're alive and you're tasting something wonderful. And so that's what the philosophy is behind all of my recipes and our cheeses, all our products. It wakes you up.
Well, that's a good slogan, Huma. That's a good one. Also, people can find your products in grocery stores too. You were just telling me about Woodman's that you're in.
Yeah, we are in all the three Woodman's here around Madison at this time. So yeah, go ahead and try it and enjoy it. And also, I was going to tell you that I was asked to write a culinary column for Mount Horeb Mail. I've been doing that for about a year now. And that's a lot of fun too. You know, Mount Horeb has a special place in my heart because that's where we came. When I came to the US, that was the first village or town I came to. And that was almost 28 years ago. I had no idea where Mount Horeb was. Not many people do. But we did land there from London to Mount Horeb. So that's another book to write, all the adventures. We had no idea. But so I do have a special place for Mount Horeb, and I love going there and teaching at the library and also writing that column.
We're talking with Huma with White Jasmine. Again, she's trying to make your life and your food more flavorful. That's really what she's all about with the business. It's whitejasmine.com. Huma, for example, if people are looking for your products in Woodman's, I just wanted to follow up. What kind of things can they find in the stores there specifically?
So they can find all of the three of our spice blends at Woodman's East, but they can find all our cheeses, all four of them, at all the three stores. So they are available.
Fantastic. And then one other thing we talked about a little bit was this idea of you know, you've kind of been able to make or use your experience, your expertise, right, to kind of blend the spices together. You just mentioned you know, certain products that you think you might be the only people that make them. So in that process, like, you have these products that are available to folks, they can buy them through your website. What's the easiest way to order online if someone wants to go that way?
Oh, they can just log on to whitejasmine.com and place their order. We try to keep our shipping costs pretty low compared to other companies, just because I want everything to be available to people. And if you come to our classes, you can buy our products there as well. I do bring some of the spices and my cookbook, so you can take a look at that.
And can you tell us where some of the communities you'll be in for those classes?
Sure. I just set up a class at Sunbury, Library, Verona Library, and then Stoughton in Orange Tree. I just finished one class, so probably I will have another one in the fall. And then Central Library probably will have a couple of classes. And I don't know if you know where Sequoia is on the west side. So I have a series of three classes there. Set up one September, October, November. So there's plenty of classes to try.
That's great. And so those classes you can find at whitejasmine.com here as well. That's such a great plan to get out in the community like that in different communities and invite people in. And I'm sure you answer plenty of questions in addition to what you bring to the show, but I'm sure people have lots of questions when they see you.
The best part of it is that when everybody leaves, they have a big smile on their faces. I love that.
We all like food and especially good tasting food. Well, that's Huma with White Jasmine. Huma, thanks so much for stopping by again and catching up with us. Tell people one more time here where they can find you and ways they can connect with you. And then I guess the last thing I just wanted you to kind of express is what's on the horizon for you? Or do we have any new spice blends coming up? Are we experimenting? Are you doing any experimenting, or have you kind of sticking with the things that you've already crafted?
No, experiment continues.
Okay.
So there's definitely going to be a spice blend or two coming up. So, I mean, that never stops. And also creating new recipes is another thing that I like to do and kind of post them on Facebook and also on our website. And if you're interested, I'd like to film like very short videos, 5, 10 minute videos that you can find on Facebook if you're looking for a very quick recipe. Very easy. So go ahead and like us.
So look her up, whitejasmine.com. That's White Jasmine here in Madison, Wisconsin. It's Huma. And again, also you can read her column in Mount Horeb too if you want. So all kinds of ways to find out more about how to make your food taste a little, give it a little more kick, make it more flavorful, as Huma likes to say. And wakes you up. Wakes you up, that's what she said.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Huma. Take care of yourself, okay?
But thank you, you too. Bye-bye.
We'll be back here on the other side. You're listening to Let's Get Local on Mad Radio. Back here at the Solidarity Realty Studios in Madison, Wisconsin. Jason Haven, your host of Let's Get Local. Now an opportunity to learn more about a really important resource in our community, Steve Herrick. Steve, thanks for being on the show.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So tell people about what you're doing here with this worker co-op and the value and importance of it right here in Madison.
Well, what we do is right there in the name, the Interpreters Co-op. Most of our work is interpretation. So we do between Spanish and English, between French and English, Ukrainian, Russian, Hmong. It's actually quite a long list. And so we also provide translation. And then once in a while, we'll do some kind of other kinds of things, such as subtitling or transcription of videos, that sort of thing. But mostly it's interpreting.
You know, a lot of people, I think, want to reach out for service or talk about interpretation as an important service, but it's really difficult to cover a lot of ground and have a lot of languages covered there. But you guys have over 30 languages, as you were telling me. That's really impressive.
Well, thank you. We've gained them one at a time. We've been around since 2009. So, we started off with only Spanish, then we added Hmong, then we added Russian and Ukrainian, and we've been adding a few languages kind of each year ever since. And so, when we need a language, we've got contacts around the country that we can go to. We can ask for references, and that's been really helpful. It's very rare that people come to us and want a particular language interpreted that we're not able to find it. So we've been really quite proud of that. And a similar thing goes for translation. I should maybe pause to mention that interpretation is spoken, translation is written. People tend to use translation for both, but Technically, they are two separate things. We don't make a big deal about it, but I just wanted to throw that out there.
No, I appreciate the clarification. I think it's good to make that determination right here so people understand. We're talking with Steve Herrick with Interpreters Co-op, and the website is interpreters.coop, interpreters.coop. Steve, what kind of language skills do you have that you bring to the table?
So I am a Spanish interpreter myself. I used to live in Central America for 5 years. And I kind of became an interpreter by accident, being the only person around who was bilingual. They're like, hey, come interpret for us. And so I was like, okay, fine. And it's not what I thought that I would end up doing, but long story short, here I am. And, you know, the big skill that I picked up in Central America that I didn't even know was a thing was what's referred to as simultaneous interpretation. People might know it as conference interpreting. And so that's a situation where the presenter's up front and the audience is listening and the interpreter speaks constantly. Both the presenter and the interpreter speak constantly without waiting for each other, without taking turns. It's kind of a specialized skill even within the interpretation world. So, you know, you'll find interpreters like at hospitals, a lot of times doing what's called consecutive. That's where you take turns. But then simultaneous is kind of almost another step up from that, because you've got to do both things at once. You've got to listen and you've got to, you know, produce the interpretation on a rolling basis. And so I found myself doing that for small groups when I was still living in Central America. And when I came back up, people were like, oh, you should just do that for a living. And I was like, well, that sounds good, but you know, that's easier said than done. And so it's taken a while for the co-op to reach the size that it has. And try to get to the point where this actually is a living for us and not just a side gig. But also, my own role these days is primarily as the administrator. I'm one of two who do the scheduling. And so when you come to our website and you put a request in on the request form, I'm the one who gets that automated email, and I'm the one who connects you with your interpreters. So, you know, oftentimes I'm the one who's doing the recruiting, if it's a new language, for example, or checking with people to see what their availability is. So it's not what I got into this for, but somebody has to do it. So I'm the one who ends up doing it along with my co-scheduler, Julio.
You know, you got to pick up other roles, of course. Sometimes that happens, but you still have those interpretation skills, which are really important. And I just have to say, before we go any further, I always marvel at people that can do what you were just talking about. Like, I don't even understand how the capacity is really impressive to say that you can take in that information, translate it as it's coming in, listening and talking at the same time, but being slightly behind what you're hearing. To me, that just that is a very specialized skill. So kudos to you on that.
Thank you.
I did want to ask you a question about, and I think it kind of speaks to the value of this, but we know that language barriers can be so problematic. So to be an interpreter, to help bridge that language barrier so people can get services or understand certain things, you know, whether it's in the medical arena or whatever it is, just to help people that way, what does that do? What does that feel like?
It's actually really rewarding work. I think people really enjoy this work. People really find it meaningful. Once people become an interpreter, they tend to stay around for a long time, because it's a situation where oftentimes people aren't going to get what they need if you're not there. Our biggest clients, in fact, probably numbers 1, 2, and 3, are social service agencies here in Dane County and kind of the surrounding area. And what they're doing is they're connecting families with services. Oftentimes these are families who have kids with disabilities of one kind or another, and they are in, you know, pretty serious need of support. And so we're there to bridge that gap, you know, to overcome the language barrier that would prevent those children from having those services that they need. And, you know, a lot of times that has to do with, you know, getting community resources, whether that's school, whether that's some sort of specific medical need. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. But we find it really meaningful work to be able to help people when they need it.
I think that's so valuable to bring people that information. So because they're like, we know the challenges there. We know there are a lot of services and things that are underutilized by people that really need the assistance, and a big barrier is just language. So the fact that you're doing that work, and you and the co-op, Steve, is really really important, and we appreciate that work here in our community. Steve, we are out of time. I'm sorry I have to let you go, but so good to learn about you. I want you to come back on the show some other time where we can talk a little longer and have some more information as we get later in the year to check back in with you, if that's all right.
That would be great. I would look forward to it.
That is Steve Herrick with Interpreters, the Interpreters Co-op. Again, the website is interpreters.coop. Interpreters.coop. You're listening to Let's Get Local. And we're back here on Let's Get Local. Jason Haefman, your host. Before we get to our next guest, Colin Murray, we do want to, again, thank our other sponsors for the program. You mentioned some of them earlier in the show, but Ula Eyewear, who Colin is a big fan of, Brittany, and the team over at Ula Eyewear, and they're always fun to go visit over there. So visit them at ulaeyewear.com or just go to Hilldale Shopping Center and check them out. And then, of course, Madison Top, your promotional company for nearly 50 years. They can put a logo on anything you want at Madison Top Company, a family-owned and operated company. Colin Murray here with us now from Dane by Local. Colin, I love the shop local tours. I love what's coming up again. These next two tours, you've really kind of focused on businesses that probably have been, you know, needing a little bit more of a spotlight put on them. Dane by Local is doing that here with the next two shop local tours.
Yeah, so the Shop Local Tour started back in February. It's about once a month that we're doing it through November. So there's 10 tours that we're doing through the course of the year. And we are carrying a theme with each one of those tours that we have. So the next one coming up is Black-owned businesses. So definitely a community that is near and dear to my heart. I've been connected to that community for a number of years and want to make sure that we highlight them best we can. So next week, Thursday, May 25th, from 4 to 8, will be the tour that will go from store to store, visiting them and be checking out some of these local businesses that happen to be Black-owned here in the Madison area. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, I love that. I love the themes that you have going, in particular with this one and the other ones coming up. And look, there's so many people that have that dream, right? That have that dream of creating their own business. And, you know, here's an opportunity to kind of showcase them. Dane by Local is doing that. But an opportunity for people that go on the tour to really, you know, come into the space. The business owners are inviting you in. They're excited for the special event, and you get to learn about them. You get to learn about their story, as well as the product and services that they provide.
Exactly. You know, that's the point of doing the tour. You know, there's six of them that we're visiting this next Thursday, six businesses, and I'm familiar with four of the six. You know, two of them I'm not really that well versed on them myself. It's an education for all of us, and it's an opportunity to learn about those businesses that you probably wouldn't have walked in the door otherwise, right? So it gives you a reason to walk in and to check them out. So can I go through the list of businesses that we've got there?
Yes, please. Tell us this time around, who's on.
Yeah, so the two that I'm not too familiar with, the one is called Earthly Temptations, and they offer crystals, herbal spray, bath teas, body butter, lotion, that sort of thing. Maybe that's part of the reason I'm not terribly familiar with them.
Colin, so, I would have taken you for a body butter type of person. But, you know, it's interesting. Like, I looked at them as well, and I thought, you know, with it being Mental Health Awareness Month, a big part of our mental health deals with our stress management and giving ourselves some of that time to relax. So a really good one to have on the tour as well for that reason.
Good point. Good point. Yeah. And so the other one is Heartbeat Boutique. They're over on the west side, not too far from Westtown. And they describe themselves as being moderately priced clothing for women. So those are the two that would be new to myself. And then the other ones that we've got, Herbal Aspects, which is They have a couple of locations, but the one we're going to is on University Avenue. They offer CBD products over there. And I believe they're offering a free sample and some discounts as well with their item, visit on the tour. Jewelers on State or State Street. They actually have a very interesting setup there as far as how they're located on State Street. So you get to check that out and hear from the owner there. Just Veggies. Again, he's actually not even open yet. So he's transitioning from a food cart to a brick and mortar location. And so he is still in the process of getting the store open. So this will be very much insider. Here's what's coming. I think his grand opening is the following week that he'll be doing a ribbon cutting and all that good stuff. So you get early information on what's taking place there. He'll have some samples and talk about his business. And then finally, it's Mentoring Positives. And they just moved into a new facility over on East Washington Avenue. They're in the building that used to be where Ella's Deli, I always do that, used to be located. So there's a new building over there that they've moved into. And, you know, one of the things that they're known for are their pizzas. So they'll have some special offers on pizza as well over there. So it should be a fun time. So you got a little food, a little this and that makes a nice mixture of stops on the tour there. And they all happen to be Black-owned businesses.
Yeah. And the last one you mentioned with Mentoring Positives, I mean, Will and Becky Green, been, you know, working this mission in the Darbo-Worthington neighborhood for, I think it's 17 years now. You know, and Will found another great way to tie it in. You know, he named the name of Mentoring Positives followed in memory of his mother, Muriel Pipkins. And now he named this space Muriel's Place. So pretty cool to see that happen. They had been working on a new space for a long time, and it's really great to see Mentoring Positives. And you mentioned it. They start out with salsa, and now this is a program for kids in the neighborhood to learn all about entrepreneurial skills, from crafting the product to, you know, shipping the product to selling the product, everything involved, including the labels and everything else, and making all those products. And now they have the frozen pizzas and they have other items too. So it's really cool to see that project still going strong. And of course, Will and Becky, they've got it moving in the right direction.
Yeah, they do such a great job over there, and they work so hard. Between all of the different things that they've got taking place and working with kids, which is a great thing for them to take on. You know, you can buy their products at Metcalf's Market, another Dame by Local member and supporter. So, you know, it's great synergy in both directions there as far as what the kids are doing and, you know, getting that out into the community. It really sends a very positive message there.
Great connections with local businesses and organizations that work together. I love it. Colin, you also have, we're also getting into some Pride events coming up here next month. Now that the following Shop Local Tour in June is kind of centered around that with that theme. And then also in McFarland, you're going to have representation at the McFarland Pride Fest on June 25th.
Yeah. So the next Shop Local Tour after the Black-owned businesses is LGBT owned businesses in lining up with Pride Month. So that'll be Tuesday, June 20th from 4 to 8. By the way, all of these tours leave and return from Delta Beer Lab, and they're part of the tour as well. I don't want to forget them. And all of this is sponsored by Madison Top Company. So we don't want to forget about their support here and all of this as well. So it takes a village to put all this together, right? So June 20th is the LGBT businesses that we'll be featuring. And then a few days later, I believe it's Sunday, the 25th of June, we will have a booth over at the McFarland Pride event. And this is their first event that they've got taking place there. And I'm hearing a lot of enthusiasm for this particular event that's taking place. So it's exciting to see that developing.
Yeah, and it was interesting. Patrick was a presenter at the last breakfast meeting, right? And Patrick from Our Lives magazine, sorry, I just name dropped, like he's first known by his first name only. But anyway, Patrick with Our Lives, he was talking about how this year's Pride is going regional. There's so many surrounding communities that are also kind of getting involved and creating their own initiative to go along with the ones that have been going on for a long time, which is really encouraging to see.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and you don't have to be gay or lesbian or bisexual to participate in this. It's open to everybody. Come have a good time. Check out whatever they're offering. You won't be disappointed. And they always make sure to make it a fun time for everybody. So make sure to check those things out.
It's definitely fun. And just by being there, you show that you're an ally, you're a supporter. You're being present. And that's probably the most important thing we can do at this point to kind of support different communities.
Absolutely.
Colin, so other news happening here with Dame by Local coming up. There is a lunch and learn as well, and it's kind of a different one. Well, I don't think we've had this topic before. So tell us a little bit about the upcoming lunch and learn.
Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to this, and I encourage everybody to come to this particular one. It's on June 6th. Thank you for reminding me on this, by the way. And it's about AI, artificial intelligence. So, and if you've heard about ChatGPT in particular, it actually launched October of last year, and it's making a huge splash all over the place. But there's some controversy with it as well. So we have one of our members, Sam from Martini Branding, that's going to do a little presentation, and he'll talk about some of those issues that are coming up with AI in general, and how you need to be cautious, but how you can use the program in your daily lives and your businesses and make life so much easier. So I know for myself, I'm not the best writer, right? Writing is not my strong point. And I do an awful lot of writing for Dame by Local, much more than I expected when I took this job on 10 years ago. I've been using editors and, you know, lots of input from other people all along the way. And now I can put my horrible text into ChatGPT, and it cleans it up and it makes it 1,000 times better than I ever could do. So he'll show us how to do that. And there's some tips and tricks along the way of how you can do that. Some things that I didn't even realize when I was messing around with it. But it literally saves me 10 hours a week by doing this. So yesterday, for example, I was writing a grant, putting it together, and I sent it over to one of the staff to take a look at and to adjust it and so forth. And she had very few adjustments. I was very pleased to see that. And she said, so how long did this take you to put it all together? And it's multiple pages long. It's a pretty long grant application. And I said, I think by the time I was done, even with my conversation with Lori, no more than 3 hours, maybe between 2.5 to 3 hours is what it took me to put the grant together. Now, granted, I didn't write it. I edited it, but ChatGPT did the work for me. And she said, you know, this would have taken 15 to 20 hours to put together in a normal circumstance. And she's right. It saved me a ton of time. And it's 100% better than I ever could have put together as far as what it accomplishes. It isn't perfect. You do have to edit it. You do have to make adjustments, all that sort of thing. So anyway, Sam's going to talk about that. It's on Zoom. It's free. You can eat lunch while you're listening in. You can ask questions at the end. It'll be a great presentation. So we encourage everyone to sign up for it. You do it on our website. You'll get the link and join us learning about AI and what it's all about.
And kind of like you said, there is some controversy there. We don't want to all be having artificial intelligence write everything for us. So hopefully there's some balance as we move forward between that assistance and still keeping works kind of coming from the human aspect. And I think there will be a balance. Hopefully most people, I've heard there've been stories about kids and homework and some other stuff there. So maybe teachers and schools are going to have to, it's something they're going to have to deal with too. But as we move forward, how many times in our history as human beings have we dealt with new technology and having to adjust to it? And this is just probably another one of those things.
It probably is.
So, Colin, as we leave today, I just wanted to remind people one quick thing. As you're going out to shop, as you're going out to eat, as you're going out exploring with the nice weather, all those things, whether that's right here around South Central Wisconsin or other communities, of course, we encourage you to go local all the time. Look for those local shops, look for those local restaurants, look for those places, because just like in our community here, that those dollars spent, that visit to that place means so much to that business owner, that small business owner and their staff, in every community, no matter where you are. And that really also gives you the flavor and the feel of the place you are. So whether you're traveling somewhere else or you're here in our neck of the woods, go local, buy local, be local, just like I say. Colin, thanks so much for joining us again. We appreciate your time, everything you're doing at Dayton Buy Local, okay? Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Jason. I appreciate it.
We will be back. We'll talk with one of the Shop Local Tour participants right after this here on Let's Get Local. Welcome back into the Solidarity Realty Studios here in Madison, Wisconsin. We're so thankful to have Darcy and the team supporting the studio and the station. Again, Solidarity Realty, there is an alternative. Thanks so much to Darcy and the team. Check them out at solidarityrealty.com. And for the final section here of Let's Get Local this weekend, we're so glad to be joined by Donna Hart Turvalon. She is a person who recently took a career path change, and she's going to tell us all about that and what she's up to now. She's also part of the upcoming Shop Local Tour that you just heard about from Colin Murray of Dayton Buy Local, and we welcome Donna to the program. Donna, how are you?
I'm really good. Thanks so much for having me, Jason.
So, Donna, tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll talk about your store.
Well, I am happy to be on the program today. Short version of my history, I'm originally from Chicago, been living in Wisconsin now for about 32 years. My background is in education. I'm a special educator. For the past, about 25 years, I worked for the Department of Public Instruction on the special education team as a consultant. And I retired recently. And once I retired, I decided like to do something different, totally different and fun. I've always enjoyed fashion, and I thought, why not kind of venture into the retail fashion world? So that's how Heartbeat Boutique came about. That's the short version. To add a little more context to that, I was encouraged by a good friend of mine who also has served as my mentor in the retail fashion business to kind of step into that role as she was retiring. Julie Cornelius had a store on Monroe Street for many, many years. Again, she encouraged and supported me in taking this kind of leap of faith. And I think if she hadn't been so supportive, it would have been a challenge for me to just kind of take it on my own. So I've had really good support. I'm happy to be doing what I'm doing. My boutique is up and running now, and I'm super excited to be part of the tour that's coming up next Thursday.
So we're talking with Dr. Donna Hart Turvalon. And Donna, okay, if you worked in education for that long, then you certainly know how to handle challenges. We understand that. Going into the retail space, I love this. So you were just following your passion when you decided to start this store. And I love so many of these opportunities because I have been in the position, not very often, but a few times when I tried to make clothing shopping gifts for my wife, when I put myself in that spot. That is one of the toughest things in the world to do. So the fact that you're making that easier for people, I absolutely love it.
Thank you, Jason. I enjoy it. I've had actually several men customers who bought gift certificates. So I do have gift certificates available both online and in the store. And it is a passion. I enjoy doing it. My boutique is quite small, but I'm finding that women are liking the experience of coming into a small customized space. I really specialize in unique, comfortable, affordable clothing for grown women, for women 40 and older who are looking for fashions that are not necessarily things you would find in a department store, that are a little more funky and cute and affordable and comfortable. So that's what we specialize in. And so far it's been going quite well.
Those things all sound fun and wonderful. And it is a tough thing to do sometimes to find that right, you know, outfit or right piece of clothing. And I will also say I enjoy shopping at smaller places because of the fact that it can be, if you go into a huge store, it can be overwhelming sometimes, right? Or you can spend hours there and then you just get kind of, you get kind of fatigued. But when you go into a smaller shop and you have that personal service and the atmosphere and the owners there, I mean, that's a great shopping experience. So I love the fact that you're bringing that to people too, with what you're doing.
Thank you. That's what we're attempting to do. And so it's working.
We're talking with Donna Hart Tervalon here on the show, learning about her store. Donna, where do we find your store?
I am located at 437 South Yellowstone Drive, suite number 115. And it's interesting, Jason, because the building that I'm in is not a retail space. It's a commercial building where there are several offices and suites. So I'm inside a much larger building. Vantage 2 is the name on the signage in front of the building. My suite, again, is number 115. And I would love for people to come and find me.
So we know they're going to find you on the Shop Local Tour. So anyone that heads to that here for Name by Local is going to go to your store. What can they expect when they come to your shop that night?
I think they'll find it quite comfortable and cozy. They'll be able to come in, take a look around. I'll give a little overview of kind of who I am and what our philosophy is. We'll have some treats for people who choose to join us that evening. And I think you'll be able to get a good sampling of the fashions that we have now. I also have an online store, so people who are interested in shopping that way can shop online as well as in person.
We're talking with Donna, owner, founder of Heartbeat Boutique in Madison here. The website is Hearts, H-A-R-T, Beat Boutique, WI.com. Donna, what about on social media, things like that? Are there other ways that you showcase some of the products and people can keep up with you, or should they head to the website to check it out?
Definitely head to the website. I am on Facebook, so please look for me there. I'm working towards getting a presence on Instagram, so that's kind of emerging. Those would be the main channels. I also have a mailing list for people who choose to offer me their email. I send out mailings once a week that highlight our new fashions and accessories.
Donna with Heartbeat Boutique, we thank her so much for your time. Donna, thanks so much for being part of the Shop Local Tour, telling us about your store and bringing this store to Madison and following your passion. I absolutely love it. I wish you all the best. We will talk about you on the show in future weeks too, but really looking forward to you being involved in that Shop Local Tour coming up here next Thursday, or this coming Thursday.
Thanks so much, Jason. I appreciate the opportunity and I hope to see many people there soon.
That is it for this week's Let's Get Local. Be sure to check out the Shop Local Tour and Donna's amazing store, Heartbeat Boutique. Again, the website, Heart, H-A-R-T, Beat Boutique, WI.com. And the Shop Local Tour, get your tickets at DameByLocal.com. And remember, it's buy one, get one right now. So buy one, bring a friend, visit Donna here coming up this week. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Madison Top Company, Ula Eyewear, the Progress Center for Black Women, Easy Office Products, and Forward Tie Boxing. Thanks so much for supporting the show. We appreciate you listening. And go local, buy local, be local. We'll catch you next week.